Welcome back everyone to the show. Today's episode is going to be a bit different. Today it's going to be a straightforward, focused topic. So I wanted to focus on this idea of reinventing yourself. So very recently this school year, I realized that I'm just about completely not the person I was last year. And that's okay. Because I was able to accept that feeling and kind of show confidence and accept the fact that I've learned a lot of things over time that I didn't know before. And just being able to accept this fact about myself really made me maximize the person I am today. So some ways I've incorporated this into my life would be being more creative. So I used to think very much left brain, thinking very mechanical, that things need to always be solved by the book. But I always told myself over the summer before this year began was I can always think of a creative solution to just about any problem. No problem is completely unsolvable, and the worst thing that anyone can do is probably to just about do nothing to try and solve that problem. So a way that I kind of changed my image to remind myself of the solution was I grew my hair out. So I am someone who constantly gets haircuts, spends about $20 on a haircut just about every weekend, every 2 weeks, and I realized I was losing money and I didn't really like my haircuts that much. So I decided to save money by trying to grow out my hair. And every time I would look in the mirror, I became very creative. I tried styling my hair in different ways or watching the hair grow on the right side of grow more on the right side of my head reminded me that I have a right brain and I should use it to do creative work and to solve problems and to come up with very creative ideas for different topics. Another way I've changed this year is I've become definitely more techie. So I started using my iPad Pro a lot, my Mac, and I've been kind of watching a lot of self-improvement videos on YouTube and reading a lot of books. Lately, I haven't been reading a lot of books because this point in the semester is very heavy with lots of schoolwork. But I definitely can say that because I've kind of incorporated these new study habits and these new lifestyle changes into my life, I've definitely become a different person. So if you're someone who is afraid of change, don't be afraid of it. Sometimes change can be good for you. And even later on down the line, after you make the change and you realize that that's not the person you want to be, you can always change it. It's never too late. So don't be afraid to kind of improve yourself or to change something about your appearance that you aren't sure about. I'm not saying to do some crazy things like becoming like Post Malone where you get a tattoo on your tattoos all over your face. I'm not telling you to do something crazy like that. Just something small. Something you can start small, like just maybe changing your hairstyle or wearing clothes you don't usually wear, but there are clothes that make you feel maybe more confident or more fulfilled or more creative, or it stimulates happiness in your life. Reinventing yourself doesn't have to always be something painful or depressing. It can become something that's very positive. It just depends on your view on it. Another way I've kind of reinvented myself is, I don't know if you guys have heard of the saying, but it's the shoes we wear that can kind of shape the person we become. So for me, I am someone who does a lot of schoolwork and I enjoy dancing. So a lot of the shoes I purchase revolve around those two ideas. So I would buy shoes that dancers would wear. I would buy shoes that regular people who go to school would wear. I would buy shoes that a person who goes to the gym just to jog would wear, like regular running shoes or sneakers. I have a very big obsession for shoes and sneakers. This is also something new about myself, but I actually enjoy that. I actually enjoy collecting shoes. Another way that things have definitely changed for me though is I have also changed the type of glasses I wear. I used to wear very, very black glasses, black tinted, very large frame, but now I wear aviators and it's gold and very colorful, and I actually like that. Like I said, reinventing yourself or changing your style doesn't have to be something too difficult. It can be something small, like changing your glasses, changing your view on the world. And I have to say, my vision has, in terms of studying, has improved, but in terms of trying to see things far away, it's getting a bit blurry, but I think that's just because I study a lot late at night with my glasses, but there's nothing I can do about that. That's graduate school. Anyways, I've also upgraded my watch. So in the past, I used to use Garmin watches that would break, where the bands would break off and I couldn't really wear it or it would get dirty. But now I've kind of purchased a new one and it's touchscreen and it's kind of more modern. And I gotta say, it's kind of improved my life. So if you don't know about Garmin watches, I would recommend you try one out. Besides those Apple watches that are very popular, you're able to connect your Garmin watch to your phone now, and it's touchscreen, and you can change songs. It's not too expensive. I bought mine off Amazon for about $100. So that's something really cool that I discovered. You know, you upgrading your technology to make your life easier. When you see your new technology, it makes you happier. So that's something that I did to reinvent myself. Upgrading my resources, upgrading my wardrobe, upgrading my style. And I gotta say, it has improved my workflow, and it reminds me to be more thankful for a lot of the things I have. So every time I upgrade a piece of my tech or a piece of clothing and throw out some old clothing that I wouldn't ever wear, I'm filled with more happiness and positivity, and I want more of that in my life. And I hope you guys kind of see that removing things that bring back, that resurface bad memories or make you feel unconfident, is not good for you. And you should definitely remove that from your life. If it's clothes, if it's an item you see every day that brings you down, that's just sitting in your room, remove it. Keep things in your environment and be around people that make you feel more confident and positive. That's part of reinventing yourself, is to make sure that you are optimizing for the best outcome, for the best effect on your environment and your overall happiness in general. Because what's the point of going day by day with our 24/7 if we're not at least doing something or working in some way to make our lives more positive and enjoyable? So in the long-term effect, imagine if you incorporated reinventing your lifestyle or yourself in 1 year. The best part is, for the rest of your life, you're basically just about set, because you're kind of improving yourself day by day and learning new ways and rediscovering yourself day by day. And with the ever-changing world today, with technology constantly changing and with people changing, and with new discoveries being made every day, you want to be always changing yourself in a good way in order to maximize your improvements in this world and what you get out of this world. Because remember, we only have a short amount of time in this world, and if you don't do your best to try and maximize each day and each second, then you might miss out. You might miss out on opportunities for growth or opportunities to improve yourself So if you're still listening to this, I challenge you to do something today that kind of is a bit not your style, but you think would slightly improve your life in some way. Like trying new flashcards, trying out that new program, hitting to the gym if you've never been there before. I need to start going to the gym more often, but after this weekend is done and my exam for these next 2 weeks is done. But still, try out new things. Don't be afraid. And remember, if you make any mistakes, just reevaluate your systems and optimize for the most benefit. Hope this helped you. And as always, stay awesome.